Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good December Saturday morning to you. And like a lot of you, we're kind of wondering when I woke up, what is the weather going to do today? Should I go? Should I stay? How bad is it going to be? So let's get to the weather forecast right off the bat. And I got to tell you, there's some rain out there, but it's light. There's some little patches of some a little heavier rain. Most of it is along the lower coast, but this system is huge. It extends all the way from Mexico through the lower Texas and Louisiana coast, through Mississippi, through Alabama, Florida, up into Georgia, and really all the way to the Carolinas. It's kind of gnarly stuff. It's cool, it's cold, it's damp, and there's a lot of light rain, but I don't know if it's enough to stop the diehards or even those that are not so diehard for getting out there today. Question is, how bad is it before you cancel your fishing trip? I'd like to hear from you this morning. How about a duck hunting trip? You know, if you got a good covered blind, you can stay out of the wet stuff. And, of course, you deer hunters that go in those elaborate deluxe luxury boxes, you can hunt all day in this kind of weather. And what about small game hunters? You know, I haven't really had any reports from the squirrel and rabbit hunters yet. Where is John Terrebonne and his convent rabbit hunting group? Have you guys been out? We've had some days, even though early in the season it's conducive to putting the beagles on the ground and getting after those cottontails and swamp rabbits. If you are a small game hunter, let me know how you're doing. What kind of squirrel season are you having? Man, I tell you, I'm loaded up with squirrels around here and in an overabundance of coons hitting my deer feeder, I can tell you that. Well, we're into the last weekend for duck hunting. Both zones will wrap up. The west zone wraps up tomorrow. East zone goes another day through Monday. We'll go out to some of the duck blinds and see if our hunters are out there this morning, and we'll recap how the first split of the season went. And as one season, the duck season, closes, another opens. And this is the highly regulated bear season gets underway today in some areas of Louisiana. Of course, you got to have a permit. You just don't go out with a hunting license and shoot a bear. But just as the bear season opens, we've got a report that a black bear was illegally killed. And they're offering a $3,500 reward, $3,500 for information leading to a person or persons responsible, and I'll give you a lot more details coming up a little bit later on. So you want to be a Louisiana Wildlife Enforcement agent? Well, the applications are now being taken, and the head of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Division, Colonel Stephen Clark, is going to be here to tell you who can apply and how to do that if you have any interest in becoming a game warden. And as if a convicted felon in possession of a firearm was not in enough trouble, well, he was recently nabbed in the act of night hunting. He'll be honored today as our bad boy of the outdoors. And again, if you had a successful fishing trip or a hunting trip, particularly small game, we'd like to hear it and include it with our regular reports from our professional captains and marina operators. Also, your comments and questions, they're always welcome. We have a real-time text line comes here to the studio. Use it. It's 504 504- 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. I'll be looking forward to our paddler's report with Butch Ridgdale. I know we got a kayak tournament going on down at Delta Marina in Empire, and it's one of the regular ones, and I was eavesdropping on the captain's meeting last night where they were giving out all the rules and the boundaries. So as far as I know, the weather's not going to stop it. It's probably going to be a little bit of tough conditions, but there'll be some good fish caught. They're looking for biggest trout, a redfish, and a flounder. It's one of those slam tournaments, and we'll talk about that when we talk to Butch Ridgdale during our paddler's report. All right, hope you'll stick around with us, whether you're getting up and going out or you're going to lay in bed for the rest of the morning and watch us and listen to us. We appreciate it. We'll be back to talk to Robbie Campo. I got to visit him down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, and I discovered a brand-new potential hotspot down there. We'll share that secret spot with you when we come back right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's take you down there to Campo's Marina where they got a lot of live shrimp. We talked to Robbie Campo, got to visit with him this week. Robbie, it was good to see you down there, my friend. How's things going?
Well, you know, Don, you know, we had a big front come through earlier in the week, and you know, water temps got in the high 40s, like 49. Since then it has warmed back up. Water temperatures yesterday was 57. I think as long as we could keep these water temperatures, you know, weather stays like it is, water temperatures stay in that high 50s, low 60s, we saw some absolutely beautiful trout caught in the last couple of days here. My son fished on, he fished Thursday, Friday, it was yesterday, they went and they caught 30, they put 30 in a boat yesterday. But, Don, this is a different fish. This is not, you know, we were talking last week, and I was a little bit discouraged because we were catching, you know, all we had been hearing about is, you know, so many throwbacks. But this is different fish. These fish were anywhere from 15 to 20 inches and above, caught right here and up in the St. Malo Bayou area and at Biloxi Marsh. My brother Eric went yesterday, put 15 in a boat. And then on top of that, they caught a whole bunch of freshwater catfish. So, and on the Hopedale side, the same thing. It's been, you know, it was after this front, it was like a big game changer. So, you know, I don't know if it's different fish that pushed in, or it has to be because, you know, it, you know, we're seeing, you know, less throwbacks and more keepers, which is always a good thing. I got some friends who fished up the channel. Our good buddy Ty Masson did very well this week fishing up in the Mystigo, throwing jerk baits. I had some other buddies of mine went and fished the other day right up the channel here, where the Verrett Wall starts, fishing mirror lures and the Miradine jerk baits, and they did very well with fishing jerk baits in the Mystigo about 40 yards off of the rocks. Throwing in about maybe 5 or 6 feet of water. You know, they caught some beautiful fish up there. So, Don, we're starting to see a wintertime pattern, looks like to me. But the fish that my kid caught yesterday and my brother caught was on live bait. So, both are working. I just think we got a different fish in here now. And, you know, our good buddy Chaz Champagne caught a 7-pounder up there at the Trussell. So, I mean, you know, it looks like things are starting to change where we're starting to see some bigger fish, and which is always a good thing, kind of leave them little ones alone, and maybe they'll separate and we'll have them for the springtime.
Yeah, what you're describing is a typical winter fishing when those big fish finally move inside, and that's good news. And it sounded like they're biting on a variety of baits and techniques and styles. That's great news. You know, Robbie, when I went down there Tuesday to go to that ribbon cutting for that marsh restoration, which, by the way, really looks good. I think they did a heck of a job on restoring and stabilizing that shoreline between the Mystigo and Lake Bourne. But I picked up on something. You know, all that dredge, that fill, it came right there out of Lake Bourne. And what they've done is they've created some huge holes there where they scrape that sediment out of that clay. So what you've got is a deep hole right there along that south shoreline of Lake Bourne, and it's got a good slope to it. So I'm sure with these winter temperatures going to be dropping and water, that's going to be an excellent place to maybe catch some big trout trying to stay warm in that deeper water.
Well, you know, Don, those holes that they dug run roughly from 15 to 18 to 20 feet deep. So,
right.
And you're right. So I think if you could catch the lake, you know, on a day that it's, you know, not, you know, blowing 30 or whatever, and you can get, you know, you got to have to pick your day to get there. But I think you're right. I think if you get in there and you fish that drop off on that, you know, up in that deep hole that they dug. And it goes for several miles. It goes from here to St. Malo.
All the way up to Magnolia where they built it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that channel that they dug kind of with that dredge boat, you know, it runs for probably 5 miles along the shoreline. So anywhere, you know, you could find that deep spot and get in there and, you know, it's going to take a little bit of playing around with it and finding some spots in it, but I think you're right. I think you know, you can get there in that deep hole and possibly catch some really good fish. I know there's going to be a bunch of catfish in it, that's for sure.
Yep.
It'll be piled up with freshwater catfish, that's a fact. But you know, but then again, you might catch a bunch of trout in there too, because those deep holes and those turns and like Bayou Sioux and all those bayous up in that Biloxi Marsh are full of freshwater catfish. So I really believe that you could get in there and make a mixed box out of it and be, you know, catch fish there all winter long.
Well, you know, the redfish go in by Lutra right there, because it's a little deeper when you get the hard freezes. There's going to be redfish down in them deep holes, too. There's going to be quite a mix of fish in there, and I think what they've done is inadvertently created a whole new fishing structure there for people to get out and try. I think you're just going to need some southeast, light south winds to fish it. Anything from the north and directly coming down at that lake, you know, it's going to be rough and probably dirty it up, but you get the right wind conditions, and I think that's going to be the real ticket for this winter. And I saw you. Hey, I talked to your boys. They came in with some ducks, although it's kind of fallen off. It, you know, it really started good, and it's been good for this first split. But the last few days seem to be a little light on the birds, but that can change.
Well, you know, Don, we started off really – I mean, look, because when it started off, it was hot, and it was 70 degrees, and now it's, you know, it's cooled off some, but I think, you know, we had so many duck hunters out there, and they just banged on them. A lot of those ducks are just going to land out in open waters. So I think after tomorrow starts to split, and then, you know, hopefully the second half of the season, these birds will kind of, you know, simmer down a little bit and get back in where guys can get them in the ponds again.
Yep. Well, hopefully we'll end up with as good a second split or even better than we had on the first split. Well, you know, all things are going. We got some good fishing report. Just, you know, you got to put up with this pesky type weather. You know, it's a little, what you got down there right now? A little light drizzle or you occasionally a little heavy rain?
Yeah, we
rain
got
moves
a little,
in and out?
Well, it was storming this morning when we were coming down, but it's calmed down now. We got a little light drizzle right now, and you know, from looking at the radar, Don, I think we're going to have a couple hour window before we get it again. I think it's going to be. I think it should be good for the duck hunters this morning. We got several of them going out. So,
yeah.
But for the fishermen, I think tomorrow is going to be your better day. You know, the wind is out of the north, but it's when I looked at the wind gauge just now, it was 0.0 inside. So we have no wind, but you know, that's all subject to change. I mean, I'm looking at the bushes; they're not even moving, so it's pretty still down here with just a little light drizzle.
Well, that's what they make Gore-Tex rain suits for. Days like today. So
that's right.
If it's your day, go get them. If you can't wait till tomorrow, it's going to be a little better on Sunday and Monday. Robbie, thanks for the report. Great seeing you down there, my friend. Keep things going in Shell Beach, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, when we come back, going to read some of your text messages. You got a fishing, hunting report you want to share, comments, questions, all of that stuff. 504-260-1870. Put it in your phone so you have it each and every week. And we'll be back to share the messages with you right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, each week we get text messages in from you, our listeners. We appreciate that, and we share them with our audience. It's information, it's questions, it's comments of interest to everyone. First up was the Steel Man checking in from Gaydon. Big Burr Senior, and the Steel Man hunted yesterday. I had fair numbers in the air, but they weren't working well. They did get 3 model ducks to show for the effort. Hopefully more hunters will have them moving this morning. Happy hunting. Yeah, the model ducks now are fair game, but it is one per person for the remaining days of the season, and on the pintails, that's 3 per day. One of the pintails can be a hen, so you got to have your eyes really sharp. Sometimes distinguishing between model ducks and hen gray ducks and hen pintails, those 3 sometimes can kind of get a little close and confusing, so be sure of your target before you pull the trigger when you're duck hunting. All right, we got our backstrap stacker checking in from Mobile. He hunted midweek in the front of all this rain. The deer were moving well and still moving well despite the rain. He thinks that the hard freeze we had over there really killed off a lot of the natural food sources, so they're looking for the clover and the corn, which is good news for you. Oh, and also, to answer my question, he'll sit in the rain in the afternoon, but he's not going to fight rain in the morning. Hope everyone has a great day, except for the Georgia Bulldog fans. I'm with you on that one, man. I hope Alabama wins that conference championship. And as far as going in the rain, when it's fishing, not so much, but I'll hunt in a light rain, particularly if I got a little bit of cover to get under. But the fishing is something about leaving in the rain is no, but if I get caught in the rain out there, well, that seems to be okay. I don't know. And here's a bitter cold and crystalline morning coming from Ohio. -2 yesterday? Are you serious? Wow. Anyway, she says she's the old lady who keeps them fat, all the small game, throughout the winter. Well, I guess we need people to do that, too. Got Roland Cortez, professional guide, checking in with the Dave's Bayou crew. Duck hunting has been steady where he's hunting. Good to hear from you, Roland. And we got Butch at the Wycloski Bridge. He's the tender. I wish I would have known you were coming. I'd love to meet. You know, Butch, when I crossed the bridge, I thought about stopping by and seeing if you were there, but I weren't sure if you were on duty. I got down there a little before 10, and I left about a little after noon, so I don't know if you were working or not at that time. He's our very faithful, loyal, and informative Wycloski Bridge tender right down there in Shell Beach. All right, we got a good morning from the box stand in St. Francisville. Enjoying the show with some coffee. Would love if y'all would play previously enjoyed shows on Sunday. Well, we do. And if you go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, you can catch the replays right there. And here's one from our friend Wingbone, the turkey call maker from Wilmer, Alabama. And he says the weather did allow him to go hunting, even though the squirrels didn't move. And there's been days this week where they were really active and then days where not so much. I don't know what's going on with them. And here's Slim Dunbar checking in. He says he needs something to listen to on the Sunday hunts. LOL. Waiting on the big boys to start moving in the daylight hours. Well, I hope you get one, Slim. But are you insinuating you want me to do this on Sundays, too? I think you'll have to listen to the replays, as I told the last texter, Slim. And we got Big Easy saying, good morning, Don. I'm headed to the Beta Hunting Club to check on Mr. Buck this morning. I got to tell you, Big Easy, I picked up on camera, which is right adjacent to your club. I'm sure this deer goes in and out of there. A big old longhorn spike. I mean, probably, I don't know, it looked to be maybe 4 years old, and he looked like an African eland. He's got those 2 big old long spikes, probably weighed 150 pounds. He needs to go. If you see him, send me a pic and let me know. And we got Toby checking in with his What's Up Big Don beginning. He says he's up in the SIP, and we translate that into Mississippi in the land of the giants. Need them to move in the daytime. LOL, it's getting close. Love the show. Thanks, Toby, and good luck to you on your deer hunt. All right, still want to hear from some of you small game hunters. Where are you rabbit and squirrel hunters, especially the rabbit hunters? We normally hear from John with the Convent Hunting Club. They usually out there with the beagles on the ground. Maybe they're just not getting out there quite yet, waiting for a little even colder weather. All right, we come back after this. We move up our Bad Boys feature. I know a lot of you have been missing it because you normally listen to it in the second hour, but during duck season, we kind of move it around. So it is next. Got a story of a convicted felon. He wasn't in enough trouble. Had a firearm, but he also decided he wanted to do some night hunting. He was nabbed by the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Agents. We'll tell you that story and how you can earn $3,500 in reward money for the killer, illegal killer of a black bear. That's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, getting back to our text message board, I'm hearing from my friend, the news chick, Deb, in Florida. She says the bear hunts begin today over there, too. It's been a decade since Floridians have been able to hunt black bear, but after fights between the conservationists, the hunters, and the legislators, and everybody you can think of, those who won the lottery got a license to take one Florida black bear beginning today through December the 28th. There were only 172 licenses made of it. Only, that is a lot of licenses. She says that means only 172 or fewer bears. Here in Louisiana, we only issued like 26 permits. There were 11 last year, and a lot of people applied. It's very popular, and people who apply for it, if you get selected, you get to take one. But we had one person that, I don't know whether it was accidental or they just decided that they wanted to shoot a black bear, and they are looking for them and putting out the word if anyone has information that could lead to a conviction. There's a reward of $3,500. They found the bear off of Blunt Road. That's on the Richard K. Yancey Wildlife Management Area. What's kind of reminiscent of this, that I may have seen that bear. I saw a bear when I was up there. I think it was 2 years ago, scouting the Richard Yancey WMA, and we saw briefly a black bear. This one was around 375 pounds. It was huge. And if you've got information, and probably somebody knows who did it, and if you want to cash in on it, you remain anonymous. They have a way to get you the reward without identifying you. You simply call the Operation Game Thief hotline. It's on your hunting or fishing license, or if you don't have one, it's 800-442-2511, or just use the TIP 411 program, and you can put in your information, and if they do or make an arrest and a conviction, you'll be $3,500 richer. And by the way, for your information, taking a bear during close season, between the civil restitution and the criminal fine, it's a cool $5,000 fine, and you could go to jail for up to 120 days. Illegally killing bears is no joke. All right, we come back right after this quick 10-second station identification pause. We'll tell you about a case this week. It's our Bad Boy of the Outdoor feature next, right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, as so many of our Bad Boy cases begin, this one started off with a public tip on November 22nd, Agent Sergeant Tyler Wheeler. You've heard that name before. Senior Agent Molly Ann Moore and Senior Agent Caleb Kennedy received information about someone hunting during illegal hours off Lockman Drive in Union Parish. After setting up surveillance on the area, they observed Jeffrey Page walking down Lockman Drive with a flashlight around 9 p.m., where they watched him use a climbing deer stand to climb about 10 feet up a highline pole. That's convenient. Agents then made contact with Page, who was wearing full camo. He was carrying all the tools a night hunter could want, had a .22 caliber rimfire revolver, a .22 caliber rimfire rifle, rattling deer antlers, a deer call, a headlight, deer scent, and a flashlight. He was prepared. During questioning, Page admitted to the agents that he was, in fact, deer hunting, which to anyone would be pretty obvious. Agents also learned, but probably were not shocked, that Page is a convicted felon and is not allowed to possess a firearm, and that Union Parish Sheriff's Office actually had a warrant out for his arrest for criminal trespassing. The agents arrested Page. They cited him for illegal possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, hunting deer during illegal hours, hunting deer using illegal weapons, and criminal trespassing, and booked him into the Union Parish Jail, where he certainly belonged. If convicted of all charges, facing maximum fines and penalties, of $6,800 and up to 20 years in jail is 48-year-old Jeffrey L. Page of Farmerville, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Whew, like the song says, when will they ever learn? Maybe, I think never. I think we could have bad boy features on into infinity. I don't think they'll ever stop. Well, let's get back to the text message board. Let's see, we've got, talking about the Fallen Tide tournament, the kayak tournament's going on this morning down at Delta Marina. Good luck to all you kayakers headed out. The Frog Lawyer checking in saying he's trying to stay as warm as possible at the Fallen Tide. He's there. And here's one that says, decided yesterday to pass on Falling Tide due to weather. Good luck to all the kayakers, especially the frog judge. I think he's the frog lawyer. Warm and dry with hot biscuits and coffee. Thanks for the show and all the info. That's our friend, the Lafayette Yacker. Yeah, Yacker, get the terminology right. He's the frog lawyer. I don't think he's made judge yet. Maybe he has. I don't know. All right, here's one says, I think this is Big Easy. He says he got word that a buck that met that description was killed out here. I'll try to get a picture of him. Yeah, do that and send it to me. I'd like to check and see if it's the same one that showed up on my deer camera. All right, here we said we learned that the conservationists also got in the lottery for licenses and won some of those licenses. Their goal, to keep as many bear from being hunted as possible. Yeah, you know, I heard that goes on. People who are anti-bear hunting actually apply for the permits so they can get the permit, kill it, don't use it, and it saves a bear. Well, I got to tell you, I have no desire to hunt a bear. I just don't. It's just not something that appeals to me. But I can understand people who do, and I don't see anything wrong with it because, like any natural game, wild game resource, they have limited numbers based on habitat. You can take a percentage of them out of the population without adversely affecting it, and by limiting it to, you know, the male bears and the small number of permits that are being taken and the funds that it raises that they go back into preserving the habitat, doing the research and managing the bear populations, it's a good thing, in my opinion. But to each his own. Again, I'm not interested. I would never apply for a permit because I simply wouldn't do it. But those that do, nothing wrong with it. I think it's a good program. And for people that want to counter the program by getting a permit because they want to prevent somebody else from getting it, I just don't see it. But they have to have a hunting license to do that. So they got to buy a hunting license whether they hunt or not. All right, we'll be right back after this time out. I want to tell you, next week I'm going to have a special guest on from the Bayou Outdoors Foundation, and they're trying to raise some funds to help a young man who has a kind of a dream that wants to come true. He recovered from a serious accident, and they're trying to raise a little money. We're going to talk to them next week, but I'll give you a little bit of a heads up on that situation. Also tell you about the LWAA Charity Golf Tournament. You golfers might want to get involved in that, and we got a whole lot more information to get to you, too. So stick around. We'll be right back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we got an update on the frog lawyer, frog judge situation. According to the Lafayette Yacker, the frog lawyer is also the frog judge. He is accepting responsibility for that handle. But the residents of Rain, Louisiana, which is the frog capital of the world, made him the judge. So that's from the Lafayette Yacker. Frog lawyer, frog judge, one and the same. All right, here's a rhetorical question. Wondering why we don't have wildlife management agencies, but for people we might benefit. Not sure what a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wildlife Management Agency for People might look like, but something to think about. All right, thanks for the text. If you want to shoot us one, it's 504-260-1870. Next week, we're going to be talking to a gentleman named Robbie Bowers. You might recall he's been on the show before. He is a founder of an organization called the Bayou Outdoors Foundation, and they are an organization that help special needs children with hunting and fishing trips and their families to make some memories that will last a lifetime. There's a case where a young man was in a horrible car accident, broke his neck about 9 months ago, but he's back on his feet and he's walking, and he's got a dream to shoot a big buck, and they're trying to make that possible, and they're asking for some donations to send him to Cane Row Ranch in New Iberia to make a hunt there. And we're going to be asking you to contribute. We'll tell you how to do that next week. Robbie's going to be on the show with us, and we'll tell you more about the case and how you can make a donation. In that light, we have the charity golf tournament coming up in Lafayette. That's not till spring. It's going to be April 25th on the Wetlands Golf Course in Lafayette. It's put on by the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. That is also a charity organization. It's a golf tournament that is put on by the nonprofit organization that promotes officer safety, public education, conservation. They're definitely a great organization to have in Louisiana. It's made up of Louisiana Wildlife Agents. And they're putting on a golf tournament where they've got a lot of four-person scramble. You can get signed up with your team for $600. But we're putting the information out early because there's some sponsorship packages that are available. If you want to become a diamond sponsor all the way down to a bronze or an in-kind sponsor, you can donate goods, services, drinks, food. They need all of that. Also, they need to get some sponsorship for the holes in some of the contests. They're going to have a longest drive, closest to the pin, a hole-in-one challenge, a helicopter golf ball drop. You can win lifetime hunting and fishing licenses. And they're going to have a really unique this may be the only golf tournament that has this category in it. They're going to outfit an AR-15 to shoot golf balls. They're going to be using 223 blanks to launch them, and that's pretty cool, shooting at the hole. So if you want more information, just check it out on lwaa.org, and you'll see it there. That's lwaa.org. All right, we got some questions and comments coming in on our text message board. I think it's Big E. Yeah, he's checking in from Thibodaux. He had a great day in between the showers yesterday, fishing off the bank at the Point of Shen WMA. 10 big specks, 1 black drum, 4 sheephead using live shrimp under a popping cork, also a Carolina rig, and the drop shot. Also caught a few with a tsunami minnow. Have you ever asked your viewers for stories about losing rods and reels and then somehow finding them? I sure do. Big E from Thibodaux. Yeah, that's a good thing to throw out there. If you've ever lost a rod and reel and found it or not found it, you can send that to me. I appreciate that. And I've got a good story maybe I'll throw in on that one. It was pretty remarkable how we had a young kid who lost a fishing rod on a trip, and how he got it back was pretty amazing. I also have another funny story. Well, I'll tell you this one real quick. I was out filming a TV show, and there was a boat fishing right across from us, maybe 100 yards away. And one guy hooked up with a huge fish. I think it was a speckled trout. And he had a light tackle. It was bending his rod. We watched him fight the fish for probably 4 to 5 minutes. When he got it to the boat, his buddy went to net it, and he hit the fish with the net and knocked it off. The guy got so mad, he screamed at the partner with the net, told him he wasn't worth anything, and the net, and he took his rod and reel and just in pure anger threw it as far as he could into the water, and we had it all on film. In fact, I have to pull that up and look at it. It's pretty funny. All right, if you got a story, save it. One day, not this week, but maybe the next couple of weeks, we'll do that. Thanks for that text, Big E. We appreciate it. And is anyone catching any sockeye on the West Bank? We got someone wants to know if you've had a good trip and you can help steer them in the right direction on the West Bank of New Orleans. Let us know. 504-260-1870. We come back. Darrell Carpenter joins us. Got a Grand Isle fishing report right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And here once again is Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com checking in with us from Grand Isle. And Darrell, looks like Grand Isle got a little bit of that pesky rain. It's been going on for a couple days now. How's that affecting the fishing?
Yeah, Don, it's been it's been a ghost town to start with, but I mean, yeah, the weather has been bad. We've had front after front passing through, and I mean, man, earlier this week we had sustained winds in the 40s with some of these fronts coming through. So, you know, it's dropped the water temperature to the 60s, which is going to slow the speckled trout down. It's going to, you know, push a lot of them to the north. But just like with Robbie and we're talking about, some of the big fish showed up this past week or so. For those that are fishing, you know, mostly off the side of the road, it's that time of the year. It's time to start, you know, getting the tires on the truck ready to go and make sure the heater's blowing so you can check in on the heater every now and then as you're fishing on side of the road. But I got some pictures this week of some 27-inch trout that were caught off of the side of the road in some of those deep holes.
Wait a minute. Repeat that. 27-inch trout off the side of the road?
Yes, sir.
That's going to be crowded down there. When that word gets out, that's an excellent fish, man.
Yeah. That's definitely a fish of a lifetime these days. But, yes, sir, fish reportedly weighed or measured 27 1/4 inches. So, I mean, you know, it's that time of the year, and this is the area that shines this time of the year in Grand Isle, is to just start brushing off your warm clothes. And this is the kind of weather, it always seems like the worse the weather, the better the fishing is. And maybe it's because that's where people concentrate. Maybe it's because that's where the fish go to gang up. But it gives you the chance, you know, number one, that they're generally more protected areas. You've got the highway, you've got the marsh built around it. You've got the structure, you know, the riprap to protect the highway. You've got everything that makes a good fishing spot, especially when everything else is muddied up and the bait's looking for somewhere to hide from this weather. So it's really time to start pushing that off. And look, if you've got time, you know, you're sitting home because of these bad weather days or whatever, and you're bored and you want to start practicing or start doing a few things, it's also time to start sharpening those hooks on those stretch 30s, those Islanders, because wahoo season is here. And it ain't going to do anything but get hot. The season's going to get hotter as the winter rolls on. So if you've got an offshore boat, a buddy with an offshore boat, if you've got your favorite charter captain, it is time to start looking at wahoo fishing, because there's been a few of them caught already. And it's going to do nothing but get hotter, and that's these big wahoo. You know, that's our wintertime wahoo. It's our studs, our wahoo pushing, you know, 100-plus pounds. So there's not a whole lot of current activity to report, other than there are some big fish in those pits on the side of the road. But I'd be in the truck loaded up, headed down if that's your gig.
What about that sheephead run? I guess it's a little early yet, but you may be getting some increases in the amount of sheephead showing up, too, if somebody wants to load up the box with a fish that's got no size limit and no creel limit.
No, Don, they're showing signs that they're starting to gang up. So, yeah, we talked about that last week. If you're going, especially if you're in the boat and you're heading up into the marsh, you're going to be fishing anywhere around those marsh weirs, rock weirs, protecting pipelines, that type of stuff. Make darn sure you've got some dead shrimp with you, because the sheephead are starting to gang up. They're becoming a regular catch. The redfish we have been on has been further to the north. It's been up closer to that Leeville area, Hackberry Bay, Red Eye Cut, Bayou DuPont, those areas. But it's been so daggum windy and it's so muddy right now that, that's going to be a little bit of a roll in the dice right now until some of this weather calms down. I think next week we're supposed to get a warming spree and some much calmer weather. But that's another, like I said, especially if you're leaving in that boat, make sure you got some dead shrimp with you, because that'll open up redfish and the sheephead.
Absolutely. Darryl, I'm glad you mentioned that wahoo. Man, that is one of my favorite fish to catch. You get that long run, and it's not reeling up a jeep off the bottom like tuna fishing is. It's really exciting. And, boy, I had a cameraman, Scott Bell. That was his favorite fish to eat. They all good on a grill.
Yeah, Don, and look, man, without a doubt, toward the end of my offshore career, I got to where I was more interested in the exotics, and wahoo was one of those fish.
Yeah, you and I did catch a few. In fact, we caught some oddball summertime wahoo, as I remember. Darryl, realscreamers.com, give us a telephone number. Somebody wants to call you for a trip in that area.
225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, stay dry. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, when we come back, you want to be a wildlife and fisheries enforcement agent? We'll tell you how. They got an academy coming up. Colonel Stephen Clark joins us to tell you who can apply and how. All right, and joining us this morning, we have a special guest, Colonel Stephen Clark, head of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Division, to talk about if you want to become a game warden, you've got an opportunity. Colonel Clark, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Don. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good for kind of a rainy, blustery morning, but I think we're going to be okay. Colonel Clark, we got people who may be interested in becoming our next game wardens. We got an academy coming up. Tell us about what's in store for this opportunity.
Yeah, sure. First off, thanks for having me this morning. We're excited. The governor gave us the opportunity yet again to hire a new class of wildlife enforcement agents. And so we opened that announcement period up on December the 1st. And interested candidates can apply through our website or through civil service all the way up into the close of business on December 22nd. And so, as you probably know, we have a little over 200 agents. And so we're going to try to fill a class of 35 new wildlife enforcement cadets shortly after the first of the year moving forward.
Well, given the variety of hunting and fishing activities in Louisiana and expansive terrain, we can never have enough enforcement agents. What are the qualifications for someone have to have before they can apply?
Yeah, sure. So qualifications haven't changed. 2 years of post-law enforcement experience, either associate's degree or technical degree, 60 hours of college. Or we did change this actually a little bit, 3 years of continuous active military service. That used to be 4 years, and we've changed that to 3 years. And, of course, you can substitute experience with college hours. So, essentially, someone with 60 hours of college is able to apply as well.
Okay, so this will be conducted at a facility at the Wadeel Training and Emergency Response Complex in Baton Rouge, a very popular, convenient spot. What goes on at the academy? What would they be looking forward to doing?
Yeah, so this academy, Don, will be like the one that we just recently completed. It'll be a hybrid-type academy, and when I say hybrid, what I mean is we're going to allow post-certified police officers to apply and non-post. And so the post everybody will show up on day one. The post-certified folks will be there for approximately 14 weeks, depending on scheduling, essentially learning all of the wildlife enforcement portion of the job, and then they'll get put out into the field at about 14 weeks and assigned to a field training officer. The folks that are not post-certified training will remain there and go through the post-training, the actual full-time police officer training.
All right, so the application period ends December the 26th in a couple of weeks. It starts in March of 2026. How does someone apply for it?
Yep, so very easily they can go to our website, and there's a link on the homepage at our website, wlf.louisiana.gov. They can also access the application process, Don, through the Civil Service website and look up Wildlife Enforcement Cadet. And certainly if they have any questions throughout this process, they can reach out to my office at 225-765-2990. Again, we're excited about this. It's a great opportunity for us to fill the ranks. You know, we deal with a significant amount of attrition as far as retirements and stuff like that. And so to be able to get some new folks in there to fill the ranks and do the important job that our agents are doing every day. And so we're excited about it and looking forward to having a successful academy starting in March.
All right, well, I've got all the information. If someone wasn't able to copy it down, I can pass it along to them. I do have a question coming in from one of our listeners, Steve, and they want to know if there's an age limit or requirement for the job.
There is not. There's no age limit. However, you know, you had asked before about some of the specifics of the academy. Folks need to be aware that, you know, they'll have to stay at the academy the whole time, Monday through Sunday through Friday. And then, of course, it's a fairly rigorous training environment, sort of paramilitary, where they're going to work out every day, you know, a lot of physical fitness, a lot of structure. And so, but no, to answer your question directly, there's no age limit. We encourage everyone to apply, and certainly if they have any questions, they can reach out directly to me. Don, we're so excited to be able to have this opportunity again. This will be the second academy within the last 2 years under Governor Landry. So, you know, again, to be able to fill the ranks is just an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, it's a tough job, but it can be a very rewarding one. How many years you have in, Stephen?
So, as you remember, I was thinking about it this morning before we got on the call. I served as a wildlife enforcement agent from 94 to 01 in St. Charles Parish, and then was fortunate enough to get hired by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as a special agent, and served in that capacity from 01 until last year under Governor Landry's administration, and been here since January of last year, and been back with the department where it all started for me many moons ago.
Yeah, so that's certainly it's been a career for you. Stephen, thanks for being with us and expressing the interest and getting the information out to the people. And if we get anyone else that's interested, we'll send them along to you. And hopefully you can fill the class up and have a whole new gang of new agents out there in the field.
Please do, Don. And thank you guys for having us. If you guys need anything, please let us know. We enjoy the opportunity to be able to get on your show and speak to this type of stuff. It's great for the state. It's great for our citizens. And so we're excited about it.
Well, it's a pleasure to put the information out and help. Thanks again, Stephen. Take care.
Thank you, Don. If you need something, let us know, sir.
All righty. There he goes. That's Colonel Stephen Clark. And if you want to become an agent, a game warden, if you know someone who is looking for a new career involving the outdoors and conservation and law enforcement, get in touch with them. All right, we'll be right back after this. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. We'll get a fishing report from the area called Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne, Lake Catherine, the Mr. Go, North Biloxi Marsh. He's have boat, does travel. He's back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And on Born on the Bayou Report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. Now, you know, this is a time of year where you start thinking about getting Christmas gifts. And let me make a suggestion for you. If you've got someone who has a boat and maybe you don't, and they take you fishing, here's the great gift for them, a CETO policy. $249 gets them a whole year of protection, free boat towing, service on every boat they have, 100% coverage of tow-ins from your home dock to a repair facility. Whatever it takes to get you back safely, they are there to do it, and what a great gift that is. If you want to get yourself signed up or someone else, it's easy to do. Call Captain Chris. You can reach him at 504-301-4545, 301-4545, or simply go to CETO.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, we've had some pretty nasty weather in the week, but there's been some big fish caught. You happen to get in on any of those this week?
I was able to slide out a few times, Don, during breaks in the weather and opportunities to get out. It's the time of year where I don't have to really travel very far from the lodge. And can be fishing. It's just frustrating to know they're there, know they're feeding, know they're bigger than average, and can't get to them as long as you'd like.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm getting reports from your area there, the Highway 11 bridge is covered up with sheep head, I'm hearing right now. If somebody wants to get in on that?
We've had quite a few sheep head caught. I guess I started paying attention to it in September, but several of the captains that operate out of my lodge were targeting them at the bridges, and it was nothing for them to catch 30 or 40 a trip. Lots and lots of sheephead, and as you know, it's a little bit of a challenge to clean them, but they're certainly excellent table fare.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have holiday fish fries, and if they're looking to stack up on fish, and you need it to feed a big crew, man, nothing like getting back on the sheephead. And, you know, for people that don't fish and don't realize that, it's better off not telling them the name sheephead. You know, tell them whatever, it's fish. But because that name will turn a lot of people off. But, boy, once they taste it, I tell you, I'm up to the point where I'm almost prefer them over speckled trout. They're so good.
It's a very good fish. I've had several people ask me that same sort of question. And my anniversary was last month. It was a very cold day. My wife said, I don't think I want to leave the house. So we grilled up some steak and fried some sheephead. So, you know, on your anniversary, if you're eating sheephead, you must like it.
Well, they're versatile fish. I mean, you can grill them, you can fry them, you can bake them. You know, there's just any number of ways to prepare sheep's head, and it's one of the great blessings that we've got because it's always a backup for the old speckled trout. Well, Mike, what would you suggest to somebody headed out in the Pontchartrain area or maybe the Biloxi Marsh for today? What should they bring, and how should they look for fish? Where?
I would probably wait till this rain passes, which looks like it's going to be mid-morning, so you'll have a good portion of the day to be able to fish. The water temperatures will probably rise a little bit, and that'll certainly help you. I've been fishing in the Pontchartrain area, and the water temperatures have been in the mid to upper 50s, so that's not too terribly cold. You could fish a variety of techniques. Of course, I'm fishing the drop shot close to the bottom. I would think, without being there, generally the Biloxi Marsh is a few degrees colder because on average that water is shallower. So if that water temperature is in the mid to lower 50s, maybe a popping cork in the midday. And if that doesn't work for you, then those fish are certainly going to be down on the bottom where you could catch them bouncing jigs. Certainly live shrimp's always going to be productive. And look for hard bottoms. If you can find birds, that'll certainly be a clue that there's going to be bait in the area. And, of course, if there's bait in the area, there's going to be predators.
Yeah, for sure. Mike, somebody wants to get you and get a Christmas gift to somebody. A fishing trip is a great trip to present them with, and you have gift certificates. Tell them how to go about doing that.
Very simple. You can reach me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, my website at AAofLA.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or call on the telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right, now that the Black Friday shopping rush is over, get in touch with Mike. He's got plenty of time to talk to you about a trip. Mike, thanks as always for updating us each week on your neck of the woods. We'll talk to you again next week.
All righty, Don, we'll be ready.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, there is a kayak tournament going on called Falling Tide. It's at the Delta Marina down in Empire. Beautiful place for a tournament. Weather not so nice, but they're going to catch some fish. We'll be back to talk to Butch Ridgell, one of our paddling field reporters, get all the information you need about how that is turning up and maybe some other hot spots if you're out to put your kayak in the water this weekend. It's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our paddler's report in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. They are a local fly shop specialist. They also have kayaks and paddle sports equipment. have some classes now and then, fly tying, fly fishing. Talk to Justin. He'll fill you in on the next one coming up, and you can also shop for some of the latest fishing tackle used in our local areas. Check them out. They open up at 10 a.m., No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Butch Ridgedale joins us now, and Butch, the big news for the paddlers. We got the Falling Tide Tournament kicking off this morning at the Delta Marina down there in Empire, and I was listening to the instructions at the captain meeting last night, and they picked on our buddy Brendan Bayard. They said it's a 13-inch on the trout, but for him it's 16 inches. I guess they're going to hold him to that. Are you down there?
I'm sitting at a launch right now. Got my kayak unloaded, ready to go. I'm just waiting to finish up with the show this morning, and I'm going to hit it.
How's the weather looking down there?
It's raining. I mean, we had a little bit harder rain earlier, but slacked off a little bit right now, get a little bit of a window, but it's going to be wet all day. I mean, I've been here since Thursday, fished in the rain yesterday, found fish. Fish are here, just got to get out and catch them.
Yep, and it's not going to be the best of conditions, but you're right. There's going to be some nice fish caught. I'm going to make that prediction based on what's been caught this week. Now, you're looking for one trout, and it's going to be, I think, 13 inches on that. I'm glad they put that 26-inch on the redfish because, like they said, if somebody gets a little over 27, puts it on ice, hoping it's going to shrink to make the – that could get kind of hairy and in trouble. So the 26 was a good move. And I like the fact that they put a minimum on the flounder, even though there is no state law that, you know, that says you have to have a minimum size on a flounder. So three fish you're looking for. Doing your pre-fishing, were you able to find that unicorn, that flounder? That's the one everybody needs.
I found all three. I'm not overconfident, but I found all three fish. So if they're same pattern everywhere else, I got as good a shot as anybody else. I'm just going to have a good time. I mean, this is what this one's all about. Everybody gets together and we eat and drink and tell jokes and tell lies and all the doc talk. it's a really good time.
Yeah. A little friendly competition. What do you think it's going to take to win it?
I could be 10 or 11 pounds.
Okay.
I mean, there's some fat redfish down here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And how many people are signed up? Did you get a count on how many people participate?
I want to say we had 60 or 62 signed up.
That's not bad, given the conditions.
No, not at all. Now, whether I think we're going to have some fall off when they wake up this morning – and just say, hey, you know, I made my donation. I'll show up for the weigh-in. Some of them will sleep in. A little bit of everything. But, I mean, I'm at a launch right now, and there's been four or five people already take off in front of me. And, people are out and about moving. I got up probably 4 o'clock this morning at Delta, had coffee, and people were stirring early.
Yeah, it's a great place for a tournament, particularly a kayak tournament. It's a nice location and always got all three species of fish within distance for sure. What are you armed with this morning? You've been down there scouting. What's been successful as far as the baits?
I've caught fish on top water. I've caught them on a cork. I've caught them on plastic, and I caught them on gulp, a little bit of everything.
Wow.
I mean, they're not picky. If you can get on them, they're there.
Yeah, if you just got to locate them, and that's the hard part, finding them. Catching them should be fairly easy. Well, Butch, we don't want to hold you up any longer than necessary, so we're going to turn you loose and give you a little bit of a shove off the dock there and get you started in the kayak, and we'll be looking for your name maybe to be in the winner's circle. I think they're giving away, is it 5 places?
Yeah, actually, I think all total there's 28 awards between all the divisions, kids, women's. Seniors, that's what I'm shooting for. I'm the old guy. I'm trying to get my seniors again.
Yeah, well, that experience sometimes beats that youth. You know how that goes.
We'll see.
All right, Butch, thanks for the update, and good luck to you.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, there he goes, Butch Ridgedale, one of our paddling field reporters headed out doing a Falling Tide tournament down at Delta Marina in the Empire. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to start our duck reports. Yeah, it's kind of a ducky kind of day. We'll check in with Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunts. It kind of fell off a little bit during this weather, and it was kind of a surprise, but hopefully it'll pick up as we close out the first split of the Louisiana duck season. We'll be back with reports from the duck blinds right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we have Mike Smith standing by on the blind right after our station identification break. We'll visit him, find out how they're doing this morning. Got some text messages, one from old man Sam. He says they always call the freshwater sheephead a gaspagoo. I think it's actually been called a freshwater drum, but they still call them gaspagoo. And, boy, you go up to North Louisiana, they got goo for sale signs all over. All right, Dr. Dan says the sheephead's excellent on the grill, but you can't cook it scales down. If you cook it like Tofield did, meat down on the grill till you get those beautiful grill marks, then flip it over, season the fish. It's better than redfish on the half shell. If you cook it scales down, the scales fall on your grill and make a mess. Good tip from Dr. Dan. Here's a question, Don. What is the largest species shark you've seen and what size was it? Well, when you say I've seen it, out on the water, the biggest one I've ever seen was a big hammerhead. It was huge. We had hooked up we were fishing king mackerel and had about a 20-pound king. And as they do sometimes, they jump out of the water. And as it leapt out of the water, it was intercepted out of the water by a huge hammerhead, size unknown. And that picture is indelibly imprinted on my brain. We had a cameraman there that day, but he wasn't quick enough to get that because it happened in about 2 seconds. But I'll never forget seeing it. All right, we got Cousin Carl from the Whiskey Ridge. 5 rabbits, 3 deer today on the way to the stand. Hoping to see a decent buck and a big doe for either sex today. Hunted ducks down by Lost Lake. Most ducks they have seen in 8 to 10 years. All right, thanks for that. Tommy LaBeouf's listening to us in Dallas, Georgia. Didn't know Georgia had a Dallas. He said he's from Point of Shen, enjoying the show. And we get this one who says, I am a female who doesn't hunt or fish. Well, we don't hold either one of those things against you. But I listen to your show every Saturday. I would not miss it. I love hearing you talk to Daryl and the other guys. Well, thank you for that. That's quite a compliment for someone that listened to us faithfully that does not hunt or fish. Love to hear that. All right, right after this quick 10-second pause, we'll be back to talk to Captain Mike Smith. He's over there in the Delacroix Marsh hunting ducks this morning. We'll take you live and direct in his duck blind right after we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now to Delacroix, Louisiana, to the duck blind of Mike Smith. Mike, how's it looking this morning?
Kind of slow. We got one bird down, waiting for the others. But thank God the rain stopped.
Has that trend of the birds flying a little later than usual been continuous throughout the season?
After the first 2 weeks, they've been flying late.
Yeah. So, well, you got another rare species. You had it used to be called Old Squaw. They call them long-tailed ducks right now. I guess that was kind of a surprise this week. Huh?
That's the first one we killed in this area. Plus, we got a couple of scoters, and about 3 years ago, we shot some scoters. So every now and then, we get some sea ducks out here. Yeah. All we need now is waiting for an eider.
What else have you done this week? Of course, it had some bad weather. I'm sure you canceled out at least a day or two, huh?
Yeah, Thursday we canceled out. I brought my boat. The drive belt broke, and I had to use your boat. That's right.
Yeah, we had it on loan. Glad to provide it for you, some backup.
Exactly. So I'm back in my old Cadillac blind.
Yeah, well, you got the little pop-up top. You know, if you get a little bit of a light rain, you can just pull the top up and stay dry in there. And I think today should be okay weather-wise. You're going to have off and on stuff, but not real heavy stuff, I see.
No heavy stuff, correct. But I raised a bunch of divers on the way back the other day. Scalp, redheads, and canvasbacks. So we're going to see how that is.
I've seen a lot of pictures sent to me of the canvasbacks, some really beautiful birds, some big full-plumage birds. They are really pretty, those big bullneck canvasbacks.
Oh, we killed a real nice one yesterday. You know, that was the number one prized duck in the market hunting days.
It was.
It brought the most money.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they're back because, if you remember, they were closed. They closed the season on them for a few years because they had such a drop in the population. Mike, grading this on a scale of 1 to 10 this season, how's it been for you?
The first split overall now, not counting, you know, the slow days, I would say a 9.
That's really good, really good. Surprising, too.
Exactly. The first 2.5 weeks were fantastic, especially that hunt you came on.
Yeah, that was a really good one. That was a good one. And now – you got openings for the second split?
Yeah, I have a few openings. 504-228-4506, LADuckHunts.com.
Yeah, and you provide a hunt that is so easy. I mean, you could almost do it in tennis shoes. You know, if you can step from a dock into a boat, you're actually stepping into the boat blind. There's no getting in a pirogue, no push-poling, no paddling, no walking in swamp, that kind of stuff. You make it really easy. Let's see, the second split in the west zone, which is crazy that Delacroix's in the west zone, but it is.
I know.
that's going to reopen on December the 20th.
20th.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then it ends all – it got a whole full month. January 25th is when it shuts down finally.
Yeah, a little over a month.
How's the vegetation holding up, the feed?
The water is super high right now, and you cannot see it hardly. No. I see one little patch, maybe about 20 yards long in back of me, but the water's real high right now. It submerged it, so you really can't see it. But,
well, We got a falling tide, and, you know, I don't know about any north wind. I think the wind's going to switch back around to the east, so we may have that. But anyway, tomorrow you close it out, so I'm glad you had such a good first split. And what was the rundown on the different species? You had a wide variety, didn't you?
90% blue and green winged teal. The rest, sprinkling of gadwalls, shovelers, redheads, canvasback, ringneck, scalp. You name it.
Just and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, and that pterodactyl was shot, huh?
right, the pterodactyl. Eagle head goose. Yeah, that was a pleasant surprise to have that visit come in. Well, it's been great talking to you. Glad you had a season of a 9, and hopefully it'll be equally as good doing that second split, and we'll be talking to you during that time again.
That sounds good. I'm sure it'll be close, at least, for the second split.
Yeah, one more time. Give them that phone number and website.
504-228-4506, LADuckHunts.com. It's Louisiana Marsh Guide Service.
All right. Hope it picks up a little bit later. Send me some picture of what you get today.
Do well.
All right, John. Thank you, Mike. There he goes, Mike Smith, five-time state duck calling championship, professional guide, been hunting with the guy probably 30 years. What a great guy. All right, we come back after this, another good guy, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, joins us. We'll see how his first split has been for him and his guys, and then we'll check in out west with Captain Kirk Stansel out at Hackberry Rod and Gun. They're coming up right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And when he's fishing, he's known as the Plastic Man, but when he's hunting, he's known as the Man of Steel. Man of Steel, are you in the blind this morning?
No water.
One of those negative tide days. Well, you know, I've been looking at the weather on radar, and you guys have been in the line of fire. It's been missing a lot of the areas, but, boy, there's been a steady stream passing through your area for I don't know how long, and it goes all the way back to Corpus Christi. Hopefully it'll drop down and get into the Gulf and clear up for you guys, at least to go catch some fish.
Yeah, it's not missing me, I tell you, I promise.
No, I can see it, and you got more coming behind it.
I just hope that it goes up or down, because it's one line. You know, yesterday it got good enough for us to fish yesterday evening, but the marsh is completely dry right now. So we're going to hunt this evening. You know, about 1 o'clock we'll go out and we'll kill ducks. Everybody limited out yesterday evening. So, you know, the ducks are there. Just we got to get some water to kill them.
Have you had that run on pintails and canvasback that a lot of people are down that way?
Yeah. It's going to get better, too. They're still coming down. So it's second split's going to be awesome. We're going to have so many cans and pintails, and you know, we already got everything else. There's tons and tons of green wings and some blue wings and widgeons and gadwalls, everything. A couple of scooters here and there, scoters, which is unusual, but we started killing some last year, and we're killing them again this year.
Yeah, I guess they're not happy over there on the East Coast, so they got to head this way for greener pastures. But
it's not working out well for them.
No, it doesn't end up too good, but that's okay. They don't get to go back and tell their friends not to come. Fishing-wise, tell us what you've been catching on the fishing scene after the blast you go with for the cast.
Yeah, the speckled trout are off the chain right now. I mean, it's great. In the river, in the bays, bull reds, sheepheads, black drum, flounders. I mean, it's crazy right now. It's really
And you in paradise, huh?
This is a special place, and this fall is a special fall. I mean, this is one of the best fishing years we've had in a while. This fall has been special. I mean, the river's down. It's going to stay down for a little while longer. And the water's beautiful. The west side has keeper reds. The east side doesn't have many keeper reds. A lot of bull reds, tons of trout. So it's been working out really good.
Yeah, it's been an excellent fall, and hopefully that continues through the winter. Well, how would you rate this duck season compared to the others?
You know, weather-wise, it's been really bad as far as being calm and 80 degrees for the first week and a half. But we killed, you know, and normally you don't kill when it's like that. And, you know, it's good. I mean, we killed probably 1,600 ducks so far, so the numbers are going to be good. We have plenty of numbers. The boys are doing really well. And if we got wind and you got water, you're going to kill ducks. That's simple.
Yeah. Well, at least you got, you know, information, data that shows you on those negative tide days when you got to make the afternoon hunt, so you can kind of plan out for that. I'm sure people would enjoy a morning hunt. It's always nice to watch the sun come up in early morning. But when you can't get to them, you can't get to them, and they're not there. So you got to hunt when they're there.
And a lot of times it gets you where you can't hunt at all. A lot of this January negative tides because the negative tide will get like 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's already, by the time daylight's there, it's already a negative 0.5 and going down to negative 1, stuff like that. So you can't hunt at all because it won't be in time for dark to come. So, right. You know, it's about 20 days we can't hunt at all. I mean, just cannot hunt. So we're just fishing. You know, stuff we can't book.
Just make the most of it. Yeah. All right. Well, keep us informed. Let us know. We'll be checking in with you each and every week. And, you know, we get the woodcock season coming. Hopefully we see a lot of birds and get together and make a little woodcock hunt.
Yeah, I'm going to check out the ones in the St. Charles Parish area, too, so we can hunt some close ones. And I'd like to remind everybody that Davis Pond Diversion Meeting is on the 14th. And you want ducks back in Lake Salvador and Salvador Game Reserve, you got to have fresh water. That's all there is to it. No grass, no food, no ducks.
Yeah, I was looking at a plan they're proposing where they're going to build a land bridge down on the lower end, and then they're going to, you know, let the water come in from the river on the top and kind of hold it back so it'll stay and drop more sediment and get that vegetation going. And hopefully we can bring that area back. That used to be such a good area. You know, when I was a young guy, man, it was phenomenal around Lake Salvador.
I mean, it was world famous. Seminole's Ponds in Salvador, yeah. I mean, they piled up some ducks back in the day now. Not so good.
Yeah. Well, enjoy what you got, and if somebody wants to get you, give them that old telephone number they call you.
Yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111, and you got some fishing dates left. It's really good, so you want to get on a good fishing trip, give us a call.
All right. Got good food, got good accommodations, everything you need right there in good old Buras. All right, Captain Ryan, we'll check in with you next week.
Sounds great, buddy. We'll see you.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, getting in the boat to go out and catch some fish and duck hunt later this afternoon. He does, when it's like that, he does the cast and the blast instead of the blast and the cast later on. All right, let's see what Captain Kirk Sansel's got going on over at Hackberry Rod and Gun. They got a little bit of rain over there looking on the radar, but I'm sure they're going to get out there and brave it. It's not that bad. If you're a duck hunter, this is the kind of stuff you need to be out in. We'll check with him right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, we got all this duck talk going on this morning. I want to invite you not to miss episode 199. We're approaching 200 episodes of Bayou Wild TV. This week it's called Carving Fowl, and our friend Chris the Weave Weaver, quite a talented carver of wildlife and wildlife art. Check it out. You can catch it at BayouWildTV.com. You can catch our YouTube channel or look for any of our affiliate stations that air across the Gulf Coast. All right, joining us now is Captain Kirk, and sounds very quiet out there. Are you at the lodge or are you in the blind, Kirk?
I'm in the blind. It's hunting season. I'm going to be in the blind.
I figured you'd be out there. I've been watching the weather over there by you guys on the radar, and you're kind of in the clear right now, but you've had some light stuff move through earlier this morning.
Well, I tell you what, your radar's lying to you. It's a light rain on us right now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just updated it to my 650 reading, and yeah, I can see it. It's light, though, and pesky. How's the birds? The birds flying in it?
No. We had two teal come in earlier. We got both of them. And that's the only two ducks we've seen so far.
Well, hopefully that'll change for you.
Yeah. The hunting has been good, though. You know, we've been shooting good ducks. It hadn't been great, but it's been good. Yep. Mostly gray ducks and some widgeon. Not many pintail, well, and teal, but not many pintail down yet. And it's just, you know, the normal ducks we shoot.
Yeah, last few days the trend has been it's kind of slowed down. But boy, a couple of weeks ago, you know, during the first days of the first split, man, it was really good. It was on fire.
Yeah. I'm ready for some clear skies. We normally do better when you have clear skies. You know, we've had, I don't know, 8-10 days of cloudy weather. You know, just not my favorite.
Well, you might have more because looking at that radar, that system extends all the way back to Corpus Christi, so it may not get some sunshine till probably maybe tomorrow afternoon or late morning tomorrow. So,
yeah.
In the meantime, got to put up with
fog tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. You got the fishing rods with you?
I don't. They're back in the boat, but I'm not going fishing today. But the fishing has been good. The guys, red fishing and trout. The red fishing finally picked up, and. Catching them around the weirs and a lot of good slot reds and oversized. But the trout fish has been real good, too, and, you know, in the afternoon. The morning bite hadn't been good on the trout, but the afternoon bite's been good.
Mm-hmm. And what's been the bait of choice? Are y'all using the live stuff or plastic?
Yeah, live shrimp been the best. I mean, for the redfish, you can throw gulp, catch them, no problem. They're stacked up. But for the trout, it's been they're fishing, you know, 3-4 feet deep. And just drifting with, not anchor. You don't catch them on anchor. You just got to drift and let the cork drift out there. Not a lot of popping or anything, and it's, you know, they're not real aggressive.
What do you think, is the fish schools are moving? Or why is it sometimes you got to be drifting? Because if you stop, even though you're in fish, you don't catch them.
I knew it might be because of the presentation.
Very awesome.
I don't know.
Since the flounder season reopened, y'all catching some flounders too?
We haven't had the tides have been wrong since the flounder season opened. But mm-hmm. when the tides straighten up, when the fronts keep coming back to back and blowing the water out real low, strong outgoing tides, so that's messed up our flounder spots.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll pick up for you. Yeah. How many openings you got for the second split down there?
We have openings, especially in January. You know, we got quite a few in January still open, but our December stuff is pretty booked up.
Yeah, well, once the holidays are over and people want to get back to the ones that have gotten away from hunting and fishing, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Okay, they can call us at 337-762-3391. Go to our website, Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com.
All right, very good. Hope things pick up for you this morning in the blind, and get that dog to work. You know, you got to earn his feed.
She's ready.
She's got to earn her feed.
That's right.
Kirk, have fun. I know you will.
You too, Don. Good talking to you.
Thank you, buddy. There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. All right, this is pretty much going to wrap it up. We're about ready to get out of here. Let's see if we got some text messages from some of our listeners we can share with you. Here's one that says, did we change the time of doing the Bad Boys of the Outdoors? Well, during duck season, we got to wait for the sun to come up, well, daylight, to be legal shooting time. So we just temporarily run the Bad Boys at 5:30 instead of 6:30. You can go back and catch the replays of this show if you miss it. I would suggest getting up a little earlier if that's what you want to hear. And you can go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and just click on the replays of the radio show. You'll find them there. They'll be up a little bit later on today. I had someone fishing out of Lake Calabasas, I think is the way it's called. It came up funny on the text. Out of Hopedale, caught on a live shrimp, a 32-inch red on 10-pound test, 20-minute fight, and released it on the side of the boat. Boy, what a fight. What a great fish, and good job releasing it live to fight another day. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Whether you're going hunting or fishing, whatever you're doing in the great outdoors, hope you enjoy it. Take your family, be with the ones you love, and come back and see us again. We'll do this all over again next week as we do each and every Saturday. It's The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.